Il Ragazzo, the boy, is running as fast as he can. And right behind him is a German soldier. They charge through a flock of flapping pigeons. Halt! Halt! The soldier bellows. He yells at the boy to stop, first in German, then Italian. Did you hear me? Stop or I will shoot! But the boy doesn't stop. In fact, he runs faster. He scuffs shoes, pounding hard on the cobblestones. He smirks, remembering the picture he has drawn and stuck on the windscreen of a German officer's jeep. It's the perfect sketch of the leaders of Germany and Italy, Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini, their faces attached to the bodies of plump pigs wallowing in mud and muck. The boy turns down one of the side streets off the piazza. He charges to the bottom of the street, takes a sharp left and smacks hard into an old fisherman carrying a bucket filled with sardines. The tiny silver fish slide all over the ground, but the boy regains his balance and sidesteps the fisherman.
Disgraziato! A wretched kid!
He hears the old man shout. The boy sprints on and glances over his shoulder. The soldier is now slipping over the sardines and wet cobblestones and has toppled over the fisherman. Safe, the boy thinks. Now I'll lose him. He takes the coast road that leads out of town. There's no sign of the soldier. The boy slows to a jog, then a walk. The Mediterranean Sea shimmers in the early afternoon light, turquoise and serene. But after a while, the boy hears the distant echo of an engine. A motorcycle appears over the ridge and comes speeding towards him. The boy takes off again. He veers off the road and heads towards the craggy seaside cliffs. Surely the soldier won't follow him there. But the German soldier dumps his bike and resumes the chase on foot. For a moment, the boy questions his actions. Was a funny drawing worth being arrested for or even shot? In front of him is one of the highest cliffs in Sicily. The fishermen call it Il Diavolo, the devil. It has a curved ledge that protrudes over the surf. The men say it looks like the devil's horns. No one has ever jumped off Il Diavolo. No one has ever been that stupid. But now the boy has nowhere else to go. Could he jump? How could a 12-year-old survive a 42-meter drop into the sea? He remembers a time before the Germans arrived. He was only small, but he recalls when a professional cliff diver from Spain had come to dive off Il Diavolo. The whole town was there. They all thought the diver was crazy. The man had told them that the dive wasn't the hard part, it was the way you entered the surface of the sea. Enter it the wrong way and you might as well be diving into solid rock. Do it properly and you'd be all right. But even the diver had chickened out at the last minute. The boy slides to a dusty stop only metres from Il Diavolo's edge. He looks down and immediately feels dizzy and sick. Deep blue swells and rolling foamy waves crash up against the cliff wall far below him. He takes a wobbly step back and waits for the soldier to reach him. On the ground in front of him, he sees a silver pendant glinting in the sun. It's about the size of a thumbnail. He bends to pick it up and brushes off the dust. On it is the image of a saint, and propped on the saint's shoulder is the baby Jesus. It's San Cristoforo, Saint Christopher. The boy shoves it deep into his front pocket for luck and protection. The soldier is now only metres away. He has fair skin, straw-like blonde hair and blue eyes. And for the first time, the boy realises he's not much older than he is. He looks too young to be in uniform.
So, you thought you could outrun me,
the soldier says in heavily accented Italian. He pulls out his pistol from his belt.
You think you're so funny. You do realise that we are on the same side, don't you? Italy and Germany, the Pact of Steel. Unless you are a traitor and you want the enemy to win.
The boy doesn't answer. His heart is thumping. There's nowhere to run except for a steep, narrow, craggy path that leads all the way down to the sea. But then what? Be shot as he tries to climb down? The boy decides to stay put and face his destiny, whatever that will be.
Answer me,
said the soldier, now raising his pistol and pointing it at the boy.
Don't make me shoot you.
His voice is almost pleading.
All you have to do is say sorry and we might let you go with a warning. Va bene?
The boy feels a flash of anger. Why should I say sorry when I'm not? And then he thinks of his mother. What would it mean to her if he were caught, even if they let him off? The boy sighs. He didn't think it through when he drew the picture. This would surely put his mother in danger, or at least put her under scrutiny by the Germans. They were already judged by everyone in town, seen as different from everyone else. How much worse would it be after he was marched back to town and accused of being a traitor? Was he really prepared to bring more shame on his mother? The boy steals a glance over the edge of the cliff. Yep, it's a long way down.
For stairs to make, capisce? Do you understand me?
The soldier now moves slowly towards him. The boy is gripped by an intense, familiar feeling of frustration and impulsiveness. It washes over him. He takes a deep breath, turns, and jumps.